This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Ameen. We are living through trying times. We are witnessing unprecedented events related to the Kaaba, related to Umrah, related to entire physical schools being on shutdown, related to, planes that are empty, airports that are empty. When just recently, we found those same airlines overbooked and airports busy with the hustle and bustle of people traveling from one place to the other. Even subhanAllah, that if Allah preserves us in His obedience, we will tell our grandchildren about. Brothers and sisters in Islam, from an Islamic perspective, and as Muslims on a journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as people who always recognize that this life is a trial, it's a test, and subhanAllah, it's temporary. Everything about it is temporary. We must use these moments to reflect and go back to the Quran and go back to the Sunnah and look at what the Quran and the Sunnah tells us about plagues and widespread infectious diseases and so on and so forth, and use it as moments to better ourselves, to recalibrate the important elements in our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look in the Quran, when we look in the Sunnah, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that these infectious diseases and the corruption that occurs on earth is due to our own actions, right? They are results of the fruits that we have reaped because of the seeds that we have planted. And that's how life is. To every action, there is a reaction. And it's foolishness to do the same thing and expect different results. So we have to use these moments to reflect over ourselves, reflect over our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we live our lives upon the do's or do we live it upon the don'ts? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased with us or not? How are we with riba, interest, subhanallah, a practice that through it we declare war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who can win in a war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How are we with zina and adultery and forbidden interactions between males and females? Are we upon the sunnah with regards to these things, or are we always making excuses to justify displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How is our speech and character with each other? How are we in terms of maintaining the bonds of kinship? Are we fighting within families, and are we catalysts for the breakage that we find in terms of the bonds between family members and so on and so forth? So we need to use these moments, brothers and sisters in Islam, and understand where we are in terms of our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that all these harms that we see, this corruption is a result of our actions, and if we don't change, then the results won't change. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that these infectious diseases that spread, they spread as a trial for the ummah. And in terms of the believers, the Muslim ummah, brothers and sisters in Islam, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was a mercy to mankind, subhanallah. And he taught us that we should be patient through it. And he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there's no person who lives in a place where this infectious calamity exists, and they remain in that place putting their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being patient. And if they are afflicted by it and they pass away because of it, they will pass away as a shaheed, they will pass away as a martyr. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam here is saying be patient with it, because from the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that when a place is infected with an infectious disease, then the people living in a place shouldn't leave that place, and other people should not travel to that place, because prevention of a harm takes precedence over the attainment of a benefit. Prevention of a harm takes precedence over the attainment of a benefit. This is a jurisprudence principle in Islamic law. So there might be a benefit in traveling or a benefit in leaving, but if the harm of you doing so is greater than the benefit that you aim to achieve, then that benefit is something that the Sharia doesn't look at. The Sharia looks only at preventing the harm. So the Sharia says stay in a place and be patient, and if you are inflicted by it, then Allah will raise your ranks by causing you to pass away as a shaheed. Also, brothers and sisters, in terms of our Islamic teachings with regards to these infectious diseases, then we should know and know well and never forget that nothing happens except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "La adwa," that nothing has power in and of itself to spread and affect and infect and so on and so forth. Everything happens with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that we should put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very, very important that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these trying times and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection and for a cure and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease the difficulties of those afflicted and affected and to shower upon them cure. And if they're not from the Muslims, then to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower upon them also Iman and Islam and a cure. It's important, brothers and sisters, that we recognize and reconfirm the tawheed, our belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by remembering la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no power, there's no might except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything happens because of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with this point, brothers and sisters in Islam, it brings me to another point, and that is the point of us putting our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in the means. I know we need to wash our hands, and you know, the different instructions are going out in terms of keeping surfaces clean and wearing masks and so on and so forth, and all this is important, and we must take the means, because from the completeness of putting our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking the means, right? We must tie the camel and put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't expect the camel to stay by not tying it and say, "I'll just put my trust in Allah," or expect the rice to cook on the stove by just leaving an empty pot on the stove. No, you have to put the rice, you have to put the water, you have to switch on the fire and so on and so forth. So we must take the means. So we must follow these instructions. But what we shouldn't do is put our trust entirely in the means, that because I washed, you know, this soap that I'm using to wash my hands, or this sanitizer that I'm using to wash my hands, this sanitizer or this soap is going to save me from being afflicted and so on. And the same applies with any other precautionary measure that we take. We lock our house, but we understand that locking the house cannot benefit us in any way except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it to benefit us. So in the same way, we take the precautionary measures, but we don't claim that these precautionary measures will help us in and of themselves. We always remember that they will only help us if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will. So we have a chance here to reconfirm our tawheed, brothers and sisters in Islam. We've heard a lot of the instructions from the United Nations regarding the physical factors that, or the physical practices that you and I can do to help ourselves and help those around us. But also from an Islamic perspective, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, you know, to save ourselves from harm, or taught us key tips to save ourselves from harm, and from them is praying Salatul Fajr. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever prays Salatul Fajr, he will be under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the important practices found in the Sunnah is for us to maintain our morning and evening adhkar, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because in the morning and evening adhkar are du'as and supplications dedicated towards protection and attaining protection from all diseases, physical harm, and all types of difficulties and harms. We find this in the morning and evening adhkar. And if you download an app on your phone known as Hisnul Muslim, the fortress of a believer, it has the morning and evening adhkar for you to benefit from. And it's in the English language, alhamdulillah, and other languages as well. And also there are other ad'iyah and supplications that you can benefit from and memorize to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during other activities. Also, brothers and sisters, from the precautionary measures that we can take along with we said praying Salatul Fajr, and also doing the morning and evening adhkar, is to look after the adhkar after every salah. Right, to be diligent with our salah, and after every salah there's adhkar, there's supplications that we recite, and we will find this in Hisnul Muslim as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. There's also a dua in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, and we find this dua in the Sunan books of hadith, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from leprosy and badness and degenerative diseases and all evil sicknesses. And no doubt the corona falls within the category of evil sicknesses. So we should memorize this dua as well, and keep on making this dua. Brothers and sisters in Islam, last but not least, there's many questions that have been asked with regards to certain practices because of the coronavirus, such as using sanitizers that have alcohol in them, such as using face masks and praying salah or doing umrah, for example. So in answer to these questions, and especially given that many people are asking, this is a better way to answer, inshallah. Firstly, with regards to using hand sanitizers with alcohol in them, the alcohol in the hand sanitizers are denatured. And by denatured, I mean that it's not alcohol that can be consumed. It's we find isopropyl and or rubbing alcohol used in these lotions and sanitizers and soaps and so on and so forth. This form of alcohol cannot be consumed. It cannot be consumed. So they fall under in fact, if you do consume it, you will die. So it falls under the category of poisonous substances. And as a result, one can use these substances for the sake of cleaning, because it's proven that they do eradicate germs and harmful bacteria and so on and so forth. So you can use them and it doesn't affect your wudu or your salah in any way. However, some scholars have said that it's better to find alternatives to the alcohol-based sanitizers. So if you can find alternative, or alternative sanitizers that are affordable and available, then no doubt, using that which all the scholars agree to without any concern is better. But if you can't, or if it's too expensive, then, as I said, you can use the alcohol-based ones and it doesn't affect your wudu or your salah in a negative way. With regards to the masks, brothers and sisters, Islam, wearing the mask and praying salah, then, by default, you shouldn't have a mask on when you pray salah, because by default, also, your nose should actually touch the ground. Your physical nose should touch the ground along with your forehead. And also, if you're leading the prayer, then the words of the imam need to be audible. And wearing a mask affects negatively, the recitation being audible. However, the scholars do have concessions at times of need, and we are in a time of need. So if a person receives information from the local doctor that they should be wearing the mask and that the mask indeed helps, and the doctors agree on this, then yes, you can pray salah wearing the mask. Just make sure that if you are reciting and you are being the imam, and that you are audible, that your words are clear. This is a concession because of the circumstance and situation. Once the circumstance and situation changes, then the mask shouldn't be used when a person prays. Can a person wipe over the mask whilst they make wudu? No, they cannot wipe over the mask whilst they make wudu. They must take out the mask, wash their face, and then they can refit the mask properly. And as a connected point, I was speaking to a medical professional earlier today, and he is of the view that not all masks assist. It's a specific type of mask. I think it's called the 3-ply mask. But in any case, you should speak to your local health professionals and get proper advice on this, so that, if you are going to use the mask, at least you use it in a way that is beneficial and not harmful. Can you do umrah with a mask, given that in ihram you shouldn't cover the face? Yes, you can. Again, this is a concession that Islam permits due to circumstance and situation. If the circumstance and situation is normal, then no, you shouldn't wear the mask. However, if doctors are advising it because there's a breakout of the flu, or in this case with the virus, in the events that Umrah is opened and the Kaaba becomes available again to receive guests from around the world, and the doctors say that the Umrah should be performed with a mask, then this wouldn't entail any problem as well. Finally, brothers and sisters in Islam, we spoke about making dua, so please do that. And I advise one and all to stay away from rumors and sharing rumors and spreading rumors and causing unnecessary panic, okay? A believer doesn't harm another believer with their words or with their actions. And if we know, people receive the news in different ways, so we shouldn't act in a way that that causes them to become hurt or causes them to become scared. And it's from the nature of a believer to speak to people on their level in a way that they understand, in a way that you know, doesn't make them become afraid to the extent that they become decapacitated or they start becoming weaker in terms of their own worldly progress and spiritual progress and the progress of the hereafter and so on and so forth. So stay away from rumors. Check all information related to this virus with the authentic established centers and get the proper information. I know we live in a day and age of media. Everyone has platforms on their Facebook, on their social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, and so on and so forth. But, subhanAllah, if you choose to be a media broadcaster, that's your own choosing. Nobody is forced to. So save yourselves from having to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for actions that you don't have to do on the day of Qiyamah, because everything we do and everything we say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us about it. Brothers and sisters, remember me in your dua and remember the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your dua. And if you do have other questions, you can continue sending them via my social media pages or my email address or via my website, www.sajidumar.com. That's SAJIDUMAR.com. I love you all for the sake of Allah. May Allah protect us all, protect our parents, protect our children, protect our spouses, protect our loved ones, protect the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from this evil disease. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift this disease off the globe sooner rather than later. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.